WW4JET.
WW4JET, Matthew, go ahead. KO4HKX here.
Roster for this afternoon. If you want to take a break, that's up to you, your call.
Fine, I just got back from a break, actually. Went and talked to my wife for a few minutes. But we're standing by if you have anything you want to relay in on your travels there.
All I can add for now is the Holly Springs gas station corner of 178 and Highway 11 open for business for now. Credit cards, cash, lines are minimal. They must have taken a gas delivery this morning, I guess, so we'll see how long that lasts, but not terrible.
Where was that at Spinks at again, Matthew?
I'm sorry, it's the Holly Springs DP. The Holly Springs DP at the corner of 178 and Highway 11 in Holly Springs or the Northern Pickens County.
78 and 11, is that what you said?
HT a little muffled. I could switch radios.
It's got something modulated in there every once in a while, so that's why.
4KCX.
4JET, this is W4ATP.
I'm W4ATP, it's WW4JET.
All right, I got that one logged. BP gas station at Holly Springs, that's Highway 11 and US 178 is open.
Came back from there. Business as usual, looks like minimal lines. So hopefully they'll be up and running most of the day or into tomorrow. It'd be great.
Excellent. I'll go ahead and send that in. If you want to go ahead and take over, I'm going to go offline for probably a couple of hours, have some lunch, a little bit of downtime. I'll come back before my 4 o'clock meeting with State Emergency Management. Do you have WinLink up yet?
I did. I don't. I'm very connectivity limited anyway. Also, on top of that, just for clarifications, Patrick seems to have this covered here on the 610. Do you want me to just take over on the Pickens local machines, the 195 and the 442-400?
Negative. We're still been asked to transmit information down to Columbia, so what I'd like you to do, if you can, and if you can monitor both, that's great, but on 146-610, if there's anything in South Carolina or the border counties in North Carolina, Transylvania, Henderson, Rutherford, Cleveland counties, you know, record that and forward it as well, but you can send that by voice to K4EMD using the 145.370 repeater. How copy?
SOE. Just give me that call sign one more time if you would.
K4EMD, Kilo 4 Echo Mike Delta.
Passing in the border areas and into South Carolina down to the state via the SE Heart system. Got you covered there. Patrick, I'll be monitoring. You get anything that comes in, you know, in those areas that Tom was talking about, I'll get the information, and I'll be monitoring with you to take care of the south of the border side for you. How's that?
Roger that, Matthew. Go ahead, Sean.
For SOE, I have KE4JRK spinning up and can monitor this if that offloads from Matthew and allows him to focus on the Pickens repeater. Over.
Machines aren't that busy, so it's not a problem really at this time, and we'll let Patrick stay where he is, and I'll just do the relay if anything's in this south of the border area that we discussed. That's fine by me, WW4JET.
We'll just ride shotgun, and K4JRK will log as well and back you up if you need a break or something.
Back to you. We're here if you need it. WW4JET, thanks.
I'll be monitoring.
Net control, this is KM4SLM.
For S, go ahead. KN4SLM, go ahead.
I'm out. This is KM4SLN. I'm out in Mills River looking for an open gas station. Anybody got any ideas?
Very little reports from up here in North Carolina at all. The triangle stop here in Penrose has had fuel. That's because we can drive by it. But other than that, I don't have much reports at all from anybody up here.
W2JKT.
He's up here with us, Eric, in Hendersonville.
KQ4CRG.
KQ4CRG, go ahead.
My brother is in Hendersonville, having trouble finding an ATM to get cash. Do you know any working ATMs in Hendersonville?
Trying to find that information out, but we are having no success for the Henderson, Transylvania County area. The hams up here aren't relaying the information in.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'll be monitoring. If you do find out, we'd appreciate a call. KQ4CRG, we're standing by.
KQ4CRG, can I get a name, please, sir? I don't remember what it is.
Yes, this is Robert, and I am in Spartanburg County. But my brother is in Hendersonville in Laurel Park, and he can't get no gas.
Roger that, Robert. We'll see what we can do. And KN4SLN, can I get a name with yours, and I'll see what I can find out for you up there.
HKX,
yeah, 4KCX. KI4 station, can you give me the rest of your call?
4KCX.
KI4KCX, go ahead. Can I get a name?
This is Jerry.
Did you get the water and gas yet?
They brought me a case of water, and but he said he'd have to go back and talk to his chief about the gas.
Roger that. I appreciate you letting us know that they did get to you, though.
With the case of water, and said he'd go back and talk to his chief about the gas.
Anything else we can do for you?
If I had a shower, I'd be doing real good. We're working on that side of it, too. So.
Well, I appreciate you letting us know, but I'm going to try to keep the frequency open, so just not rag you, and then trying to get the needs out here. I got a couple guys looking for some things, so let me step aside here and make a call out and see if I can find them some help.
W4ATP.
W4ATP, go ahead.
Yeah, just letting you know, I'm going to secure my station for probably an hour and a half. I'll be back in about 3.
Get you a break. We've already done that. We had lunch here, so we're good. But take your break, and I think Matthew's going to be monitoring and keeping up with things. For HKX, looking for information in the Hendersonville area and Mills River area. Need open gas station in the Mills River area, and looking for a bank or an ATM in the Hendersonville area that someone can get cash. Again, Mills River area, looking for gas, and Hendersonville looking for a bank or ATM to obtain cash.
Have cell service yet?
Idea when we're going to get phone or cell back into this area.
It's up in the border county, Cleveland County, because that's where I live, but I won't be able to do it on the repeater because I can't hit 610 from there, so I was going to just text it to you.
Maybe Matthew, he might have cell service and you can text it to him.
Cell service is very, very spotty. So I wouldn't be reliable. Might take me a while to receive something and then do anything with it, seriously.
W4SOE, you still on frequency? I don't know what to tell you, man.
We'll figure something out.
Might be able to send an APRS. I do have that capability.
That's a great idea, because I have an APRS station and transceiver sitting on my desk at home, so I'll just send it to you from my computer.
I'll turn my little HD on and let her run. Alpha's KK4PFK. You're way down in the noise. KO4HKX here.
HKX, KQ4KFK.
Hey, Gavin, go ahead. KO4HKX here.
I'm not going to give any updates today. Pretty much out of gas in the truck, but I do have cell service. If anyone needs to get any sort of emergency message out, I'll be monitoring if I can help. So if you need me, I'll try to be here as much as I can.
Evan, sorry to hear you're out of gas, but just conserve what you can because it's going to be a long road here. I appreciate you offering to help out there on the radio and internet if we need the information. KO4HKX. Again, looking for gas in the Mills River area and an ATM or bank to obtain cash in the Hendersonville area. Anybody got any information on either one of those?
N4HLR.
4HLR. Station, go ahead, KO4HKX here. Station, I believe it was N4HLR. Please call KO4HKX.
Control, this is N4HLR.
N4HLR, KO4HKX here.
Hey, just referring to the gentleman that was looking for an ATM or bank in Hendersonville. Yesterday, the SECU, the State Employees Credit Union, on Upward Road, had a line at the ATM. And checking their website today, they appear to be open while other locations are closed due to the storm, but that might be a possibility for him.
Thank you, sir. We'll relay that information. Robert, KQ4CRG, you still on frequency? 4CRG, Robert, call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick, we're trying to use the try to get through Fletcher GMRS repeater up there, see if we can get any Hendersonville information too. We're trying to, I can't reach it from here, but we're trying to work on some other guys that can.
I appreciate that, yeah. Matthew, if you get anything, please let me know. Got a couple of people that are, or one person in particular that is in the Fletcher area that we'd like to find out if he's okay.
To find the guy that can usually hit into that repeater. I'm not even sure the status of it, but we'll work on it.
Thank you, Matthew. And Robert, KQ4CRG, you still on frequency? KO4HKX. All right, we're going to move on. Looking for open banks, ATMs, grocery stores, gas stations, laundry, places to get needs met, generators, those kinds of things. Call KO4HKX.
XAC6IW.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm on 85 headed, I'm Pelham Road headed to 85 at exit 54, and the traffic is basically in a standstill. But on this street, maybe this is why it's so packed up. The Lowe's grocery store had power and food, and they're, you know, like Chick-fil-A and several other places to eat around here, and I think some of the banks probably have power to do an ATM. I can't confirm it, but the power's on in this section, but traffic is terrible. AC6IW.
Right, and that's Pelham to 85. The Lowe's grocery is open, and that area is open in general.
Go down the road a little bit further to where the QT is, on back to the Sims Library where I live. It's like all the power's off, so they can't even pump gas at that Sphinx or the QT because they don't have electricity or internet.
Roger that. I appreciate that info. Can you give me your call sign?
6 India Whiskey, AC6IW.
What about a name, please, sir?
Sorry about that. Jeff with a J, J-E-F-F.
This is all for my information, so I start associating call signs with names. But I appreciate the information, Jeff, and definitely pass that along.
04, HKX.
Calling station, KO4HKX here.
Patrick, this is Judy, KI4KCX. Well, I lost you again last transmission. My battery went dead on my ATC, and I had, thank God I had another one charged before the storm hit. When I lost power, I had another one charged, and I had to go change it right here. I can't remember what it was about, but yeah, the fire department that brought me a...
to hear that you got the water you needed, but you're in and out of the repeater, so let's conserve that battery as long as we can in case you got another need. But I appreciate you letting us know that the water need was met and they did come check on you. Appreciate that.
Charging the phone right now, and like I said, I'm going to conserve this battery. I'm going to turn the AC off for a while. We'll be back in hour and a half, a couple hours, and see what's going on. Thank you, Patrick, for your help. Appreciate it. You're doing a good job. That's what I love about that. Radio commission. Yeah, 4KPX, $53.
Looking for information on banks, grocery stores, gas stations, ATMs, hardware stores, generators, places where people can get necessities for what they need, disaster relief sites, shelters, so we can get that information out, please. KO4HKX.
All right, I got some info from our direct tool stores. The direct tool factory outlet on Woodruff Road is expecting a delivery of generators later this afternoon, and the direct tools factory outlet in Spartanburg at Hillcrest is also expecting a delivery of generators later this afternoon. I can't say when they will come in or how many there will be. They are first come, first served, but they are expecting some deliveries at both of those stores this afternoon.
And has the Trek Tools in Spartanburg, and where was the other one? Tool in Spartanburg and Trek Tool in Woodruff expecting shipments of generators this afternoon.
Tomorrow, no information on where it might go, though.
Sorry, Eric, I doubled with you. Come back with that one.
Location, but we're also moving inventory from Myrtle Beach tonight. That should be in this area tomorrow, but I just don't know where it will go.
Which of these locations are going to get generators this afternoon?
I'm on the repeater right now. Let me talk to you in a minute. WTJKT.
For HTEC, take your forecast, Ken.
Go ahead, Gavin.
Got some information that, as far as I'm aware, is active. It was about 30 minutes ago regarding Hendersonville. There's a brewing company called OKLAWAHA on 147 First Avenue East, Hendersonville, currently has power, Wi-Fi, kegs of water that they are pumping into containers, and the Papa John's across the street is also giving away free pizza for people that need food.
Hey, Gavin, and that's in Hendersonville, and that's, well, I don't know how you say that name, but can you spell it for me one more time?
Omaha, Kilo, Lima, Alpha, Whiskey, Alpha, Hotel, Alpha, Brewing Company. And that address, once again, is 147 First Ave East in Hendersonville. Like I said, the Papa John's in that area, from what I'm reading across the street, is also giving away free pizza.
That's right downtown. So that's good to know. Appreciate you bringing that in here.
Trying to be helpful as I can.
Gavin, KO4HKX.
Patrick, WTJKT.
All right, Eric. Both of those direct one tools today, we're getting generator shipments in this afternoon, correct?
The store on Woodruff Road in Greenville and the store at Hillcrest in Spartanburg are both expecting a delivery of generators this afternoon. Again, not sure how many. But they are first come, first serve, so no holds and no set asides. Just when they show up, they show up, and when they're gone, they're gone. We're also moving inventory from the Myrtle Beach store to, I think, the Greenville store tonight. That may also be split between the Greenville and the main store at exit 27. So not sure on that one yet. I'll follow up with more information as I get it.
I appreciate that info. We will definitely relay that out, so they better expect a rush on them.
The 16 delivered yesterday, and they were gone within the hour.
So I do appreciate that. And, Eric, you be safe the rest of your trip. And are you working tomorrow or the rest of the week?
Again tomorrow, and then TBD the rest of the week. It depends on a great many things.
Careful rest of your trip, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KO4HKX.
KT, and I'll forward some APRS stuff to you about Cleveland County when I get home.
W4ATP, this is Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo calling.
W4ATP has stepped away from the radio, KO4HKX.
I was just going to let him know I was online monitoring. So he could step away.
Roger that. Can I get your call sign, please, sir?
Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo, John.
WW4JET is on here with us also, monitoring.
Do you ever get somebody for the gentleman up in North Carolina to text to? I can receive a text if you need me to.
And be honest with you, I'd have to go back through my notes here. I can't remember which one it was. KO4ALO. Jim, how are you today, KO4HKX?
Doing well, Patrick. What's new?
We're passing traffic for everybody and trying to keep a semi-organized list of needs and locations to meet those. What about you?
Metropolitan's of Traveler's Rest right here by Walmart.
How for you?
Not too bad. The traffic light's working there. There's the next one up by McDonald's. It's finally working now, which was the kind of the more dangerous thing. But power seems to be slowly coming back.
Glad to hear there's some power coming back in that area. It's been slow, and I can imagine it's going to continue to be slow. I did receive a text message from Duke up here that they were expecting to have most people back on by Friday. It didn't say all, but most.
Yeah, the same text. I'm still on emergency power, though, and in the neighborhood I live, I'm about a mile up on State Park Road from Walmart, and we still don't have power, so everybody's still running on generators, KO4LO.
Roger that, Jim. KO4HKX.
Bye, WLL.
Go ahead, KO4HKX here.
Hey, Patrick. Just to pass on some traffic. Hudson Corners, Old Spartanburg, Brushy Creek area. There's power there. The Harris Theater grocery store is open. The Harris Theater gas station is open. It seems it has all three grades of gas. The Ace Hardware is open, and they have propane, but there's a line. The food line is also open in that area, and the Sphinx station is open in that area. I saw a Wells Fargo ATM, but I can't tell if it's open or not. Looks like it's being serviced.
So we got Hudson and Corner Brushy Creek, Harris Teeter gas and grocery are open, Ace Hardware is open, and the food line is open.
QSL, that's near the intersection of Hudson, Old Spartanburg, and Brushy Creek. It's considered Hudson Corners and Greer.
I got that jotted down here. We'll pass that along.
QSL, I believe AutoZone is open on Wade Hampton, but they're on generator power, but they are open in case of need, and I believe the Publix is open. I'm heading towards that direction now.
Well, be careful out there, Leroy, and thank you for bringing that info in here. KO4HKX, standing by.
KA5WLF.
XKO4LEO. Patrick, AutoZone and Walmart, and I think the McDonald's in Travelers Rest, all those are open now, so I think a lot of these places are opening back up. I'm going to go inside AutoZone here, so I'll say 73 to you for now. KO4LEO.
73, Jim. Thank you for coming in here and bringing that info. You be careful on KO4HKX. Standing by.